Hi, I'm Jess.
And I'm Ryan.
And we are
the Iggy Parents.
Update, baby.
Welcome to this special episode of the Iggy Parents. As Jess just sang, it's going to be all about
pup dates. It's going to be about pup dates.
Yeah. So you may have seen in your podcast feed that we just uploaded another episode of the Bedtime Iggy Stories, but we wanted to keep that as a contained episode. So it starts with it's all Jess. So she just gives you a little wind down and then tells you a story and it ends. So didn't want the theme song to play, didn't want anything if you're trying to relax. So we've separated it into this other episode.
Right. So the purpose of those episodes, we're going to talk about it today, but the purpose of them is, like I said, or like Ryan said, a wind down and closer to sort of a peaceful meditation kind of thing, which is less like our podcast where we randomly come in singing at any moment, you know,
yeah,
natural. But yeah, so we're going to talk about that a little bit later in this pup date, but let's talk about what's going on right now, Ryan.
Okay, so as some of you probably know, we live in Ontario, so we are currently in our third lockdown.
Which kind of feels like just a persistent lockdown.
We've just not been able to do things for a long time. So
so that's why we got Phoebe, because yes. Adelaide was lonely, mm-hmm. if you've been following our story. But it's also why Phoebe's a COVID puppy. We thought that Ontario was going to reopen, and we've been slowly reopening and then having to shut down even worse. They just reopened too early. Anyways, if you're in Ontario, you'll know. But for us, we thought, oh, great, training's going to open again and all of these things are going to happen. When we get Phoebe, we're going to give her the exact same experience that Adelaide got. Just kidding. Puppy socialization for Phoebe has been a huge struggle. And that's a pup date.
Yeah, so we're going to have an episode about that in the near future. We have had that plan for a while. I forget, do we have a blog post about it or is just a podcast?
I feel like we have a blog post about Adelaide being in quarantine. And not that she was a quarantine puppy. We said that she was the social butterfly in quarantine. Mm-hmm. But now we've got a little bit of a nervous Nancy in quarantine.
Yeah, even, spoiler for the episode, but even yesterday, Jess's dad went out and mowed the lawn in the backyard and Phoebe was doing her little barks at him.
Yeah, or he was petting another dog out on the front lawn. Woof.
Woof. Not a happy camper.
Camper?
Camper.
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 A camper. So we're going to have a full episode on that. And maybe we're going to reach out to social this week and ask if anyone else has been experiencing COVID puppy experiences. Mm-hmm. Like not being well socialized and being fearful of things and just overall not exposed to the world yet.
It's also spring around here. So we've had a few things happen because of that. One was Phoebe and Adelaide have been really enjoying being able to go out in the backyard. They run around, unless it's too cold. Every once in a while, it'll be a cloudy, rainy day.
Like today.
And they won't do their running around, and then we pay for it later in the day because they have too much energy. But there was one day that Phoebe went out and came back in and her eye had started to swell up. And we had only seen that one other time with Adelaide.
Adelaide was stung by a bee last year, actually in this area. We were home for my birthday visiting my parents, and Adelaide got a bee sting. We watched the bee sting her inside of her mouth. So I saw Adelaide shake her head, and then I saw a bee fly out of her mouth and keep going on its merry way. So, bee or wasp, not sure, but she did have a visible swollen area inside her gums, on the outside of the gums, but on the inside of the mouth. And she didn't look like she was in too much distress, but we asked around, we asked our breeder, all of our reliable sources, and we heard that giving Benadryl was the best option, the tablet. And for Adelaide's size, it's just half a tablet. But listen to our episode about allergies, because we have a whole episode about this story. It was very, I don't mean to be dramatic, but it was pretty traumatic for us as Iggy parents.
And yeah, we were not expecting that it would be the worst that it would get 24 hours later.
Right. What a surprise.
Yeah.
And I know Ryan was calm in the storm for all of that. And I was, you know, a little stormy, a little scared.
Mm-hmm. But we saw Phoebe had this swelling, so we immediately gave her the Benadryl, which was then made for a funny day because she was dopey all day.
It was great. Not to drug your dogs on purpose, only as a remedy, but it went away. So we took progress photos. That's something else that we learned about the whole allergy thing. I said, oh my God, we have to just take photos of her so we can document if the swelling's gone down or not. And I know it feels really unnatural to take photos of your poor dog when their face is swollen or they're not feeling well. And you think, oh, I don't want to torture them by taking a photo. Just try and take a photo as calmly as you can. Try to make them comfortable, because if you need to send that picture to your vet, to a colleague, to a friend that knows about this, you want to have some kind of documentation so you can tell your story. And it might mean saving your dog's life. So for us, we asked around. Her swollen eye did get better, but we were told to look out for a scratch on the eye, because sometimes you can visually see a scratch on the eye. We looked around the backyard and there were no bushes or anything that she could have potentially scratched herself on, but there's always the risk that they scratched their own eye. And Phoebe does have pretty sharp claws sometimes, even though we use the Dremel.
Little puppy claws are real sharp.
Yeah, sharp and small. So it could get in her eye. But I think that we remained calm in the whole situation. Phoebe did get better. And we were also recommended by our vet last year when this happened to Adelaide to use like a warm compress. So just to use like a small dish towel and or hand towel, put warm water in it, gently place it over her eye and just sort of watch her and try and like soothe her. It might feel nice to your dog to do that. But again, just taking it one moment at a time, making sure they're breathing. If it is an allergic reaction, it might start to swell in other areas. But our breeder also said, if it does not go down, to go to the vet, because you don't want to mess around with eyes. You want to go to the vet. If there's something wrong with an eye, go to the vet.
Another thing the girls have been enjoying since it's spring is going out and eating dandelions.
They're just weeding for us, you know.
Don't think that it is a problem for them.
We've been trying to look it up.
Yeah. If you, dear listener, know anything about dandelions and how they affect dogs, especially small dogs, let us know.
Help an Iggy parent out.
But in what we have found, it doesn't seem like it's going to be a big problem.
If anything, apparently dandelions are good for you.
Help your digestion or something.
Who knows?
Anyway. So there aren't that many in our backyard, but there are fewer than if we had no dogs.
Phoebe had her first secret poop in a long time.
Yeah, the...
Ryan's favorite topic.
Yeah, the potty training has been going very well. I feel much more confident that we can trust them, even just for the time it takes to take a shower. If one of us is up with the dogs and we need to take a shower, it's like, okay, they're on the couch. They're fine. They know where to go if they need to go. And I don't have to be concerned that I need to watch them all the time.
And they're going to the bathroom outside more. Now we have a backyard and they're given the option. They want to be outside all the time. If it's warm, they want to be outside. If it's cold, they think they want to be outside and then they come back inside. But having the option available to them has been really cool to see that they just really do like being outdoors.
One last thing for the dogs is we have on order in the mail coming soon some air tags.
What's an air tag?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Right. It's not common knowledge because it's a new thing. It's...
unless you're a big nerd like Ryan.
Right. It's Apple's tracking device. So it will show you where something is that has this item attached to it. It's like a tile tracker, if you've heard of that. And if the tracker is within range of any iPhone, then that iPhone will like send the information to the cloud and then will ping back to you. So I am thinking, we ordered a 4-pack, you can get one or a 4-pack, and I'm thinking this could be really good for lost dogs because the system is so widespread. It's just based on an iPhone being nearby that you can then locate where they are. So I'm maybe going to play around and try and create something to attach it to a collar.
A little prototype or something.
Yeah. And maybe have some people test that out for us. But I think this is going to be a really important thing because when Apple adopts a technology, it becomes much more widely known and widespread. So that has been a problem with other trackers, is that it relies on
the community that they've created.
Right. But with over a billion or almost a billion Apple products, you are much more likely to be close to one of those with your tracker.
And it's very thin. There's so many dog trackers out there on the market that are huge and clunky and not really made for an Italian Greyhound.
Yeah, so it's slightly bigger than a quarter. It has a watch battery in it, so it's kind of the size of a watch face.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. And maybe we're going to see it and go, you know what, this is not right for a dog, but I'm excited to try it anyway.
Yeah, so that's something to look out for from us in the near future.
The biggest pup date for today is we're going to get back onto that topic of our podcast episode from today, Bedtime Iggy Stories. So we have announced just last week on May 1st, we announced our podcast challenge.
What's a podcast challenge, Jess?
I'm ready. I know the answer. The podcast challenge is a challenge that we've created to help you start a podcast in 5 days. So if you have any interest in starting a podcast and you didn't see our post already or you're thinking it over, we're just going to tell you a little bit more about it. It's going to be a 5-day challenge. Every day we will have a pre-recorded video, potentially hoping to have a live video. We're figuring that out logistically. And we've got a Facebook group. So there's going to be a social aspect as well, where you will have a community of people who are working on this challenge with you. And we're going to help you to launch the podcast in just 5 days, which is a pretty cool and maybe scary thought, but we're going to help you get there.
We're doing this so that we can practice our teaching skills. So we've been doing this podcast for almost a year, so it feels like we know what we're doing. We've been working a lot on our performance skills for this, so that's one aspect of what we're planning to teach. But I feel like it's a different set of skills to be able to help someone do what you're doing. It's somewhat like some of the episodes that we've done, but it's really going to be good practice for us because we're wanting to make a full-fledged course out of this. So the plan is to get you to recording and potentially uploading your trailer or first episode in those first 5 days. But then we want to go deeper in the course into things like
how to promote your podcast through social media,
potentially how to get guests if that's the kind of podcast that you're going to run,
how to structure your podcast, what kind of episodes to have and what kind of an order,
how you can flesh out your offering by making snippets and put those on social, how your website can help make your podcast look professional,
how to build a community around your podcast,
and a bunch more. All the things that we have learned, and I'm sure in helping other people with their podcasts, we're going to learn what they're intimidated to do. We're trying to anticipate those things, but we're happy to learn from the people what it is that we need to teach them.
And I'm excited too, like we already have a group started, and I'm excited to see what kinds of podcasts people are looking to launch. And we're going to help to promote these podcasts.
Oh, because for
sure. You know what? Once you're in a podcast, you want to listen to other podcasts. You want to have other people on your show, all of those things. And if you've been on a podcast before and you love it, maybe this is something for you. Maybe you want to try it on your own. And don't be intimidated by all of the big scary thoughts of buying lots of equipment or having to produce a podcast episode weekly, all of these ideas that people have about podcasts are not necessarily what you have to live by. And we're here to show you how to do it in the most approachable way possible. So this is on topic from our beginning of this pup date, bringing it back,
right,
bringing it home.
Yep.
Bedtime Iggy stories. So we kept that as a separate episode because, like we said, the purpose is to help you fall asleep at night or to help your Iggy fall asleep if you're leaving them alone. And we wanted it to be peaceful, kind of like meditation, relaxing, soothing story time. But it is sort of straying from our original conception for the podcast, the Iggy Parents. But we want to dive into it a little more. So we're at this crossroads and we thought, hey, we're doing a podcast challenge. Why don't we use this new style of a podcast as an experiment to follow our own exercises, our own theories, and launch a second podcast? So this is kind of an announcement here. We're going to be launching a second podcast. What? So excited for that. And we're going to use our podcast challenge to do it. So if you're interested, even just to follow along on our journey and hear how we're going to be launching a second podcast, we're going to be sharing in the group for everyone who's participating our thoughts about why we're starting a second one and dive more into that. So if any of that interests you, come join us as well.
We will have a link in the show notes, or you can go to the link in our bio on Instagram, Adelaide's account at Iggy Adelaide or at the Iggy Parents. We have that as the link in bio right now. Or I will say here, it is theiggyparents.com/podcast-challenge.
Lastly, Ryan, why don't you tell them about this other venture potential for us on podcasting?
So at the same time that Apple released the AirTags, it was at an event, they announced they were coming out with podcast memberships. So this has been a thing that people do when their audience starts to grow, that they come out with memberships, but it has always been third parties that do this kind of thing. So Apple is now going to facilitate this, that you can come out with a membership, bonus content for people that are interested, and then for a monthly or an annual fee, they will be supporting you as a podcaster, and they will then get this bonus content. We don't know what bonus content we would want to come out with, but I know I'm always interested in the newest technology things that are coming out, and we've been doing this for a while, so that does feel like a logical next step, if not immediately, at some point in the future. So, yeah, just something to keep an eye out for, that podcast memberships are a thing. And maybe you will see that we have one.
What? Something in development. We're really thinking about it.
Yeah. And the last thing, just this is something I'm going to have to train myself out of, that Apple, because of this, has now changed the wording within their app, that instead of subscribing to a podcast, you're going to be following a podcast, and subscribing is going to take on the meaning that it does on Twitch and live streaming, which is when you are supporting someone financially, that is subscribing. So more like, I don't know, maybe a magazine where you pay for your subscription, but you follow along and get all of the normal notifications by following a podcast. So follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
I've got one more thing to add.
Please.
Shocking.
Yeah.
You just said subscription, which reminded me that we are in the Wear, Wag, Repeat Society, which is a yearly membership of sort of like-minded pet printer people. And you might be one of them. But we're in this group, and it's led by Tori Mystic. Wear, Wag, Repeat is also the name of her podcast. And this month, our theme, we have a theme every month, but this month our theme is about pitching yourself to podcasts. So it's so funny that we have a podcast challenge ourselves and the podcasting month is here for Tori's membership, but she's also opening up the membership. And this is what I wanted to add. because we have really loved being in this membership. I'm being 100% open and honest about it. It is a paid membership, and it's a group of about just under 60 people, and we have bi-weekly meetings where you have a co-working session, and then you have a Q&A with Tori, and I found it so motivating to keep going with all of our plans, and we wouldn't have come up with this podcast course if it hadn't been for Tori and this course, well, challenge, hoping to make it a course. But it's just a group of inspiring people, and their membership is opening again soon. So we will be sharing details about how to join that. We are also, full disclosure, affiliates for Tori. So if you want to use our link, it's the same price. It's not a discount, but it does help us out if you use our link and you're interested in signing up. So just something you can DM us about if you've got more questions.
Yeah. If you've made it to the end of this episode, you're probably someone who would enjoy a membership like that.
If you made it to the end of this episode, love you. And on that note,
that's the end of the episode.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Iggy Parents.
If you enjoyed what you heard here today, we'd love if you left us a review. 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts help us get discovered by new Iggy parents and dog lovers alike.
You can subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening or wherever podcasts are found.
Our new vlog is going up on YouTube featuring Phoebe's journey through puppyhood.
Don't miss out on every pup date by subscribing to our newsletter at theiggyparents.com/newsletter.
As always, this podcast is brought to you by The Iggy Parents Shop. If you're looking for another way to support what we do here, check out our merch at theiggyparents.com/shop.
And don't forget to connect with us on Instagram by sharing your thoughts with us and your friends. Tag at The Iggy Parents, at Iggy Adelaide, and now you can even reach us at Iggy Phoebe.
Bye for now from Ryan,
Jess,
Adelaide,
and Phoebe.